The Reds going for their third straight win over the Cardinals. Bronson Arroyo on the hill. We pick it up 2-0 St. Louis in the third. It's Jed Jerko facing Arroyo.
More fun to win, though. Swing and a line drive left center field. That's down. Piscotty rounds third. He's going to score. The Cardinals take a 3-0 lead. Another two-out hit this time. It's Jed Jerko.
Schebler walked and was out on Jeanette's double play ball. And there's a drive deep right field. Back to the wall and gone. A home run for Schebler, his 17th of the year. 3-1 Cardinals.
Brian Price would make this move. Peralta's been good out of their bullpen.
And here's a drive into center field. Hamilton moves back. He can't catch it. The ball takes one hop off the wall. One run scores. They're trying to score another. Jeanette's throw to the plate. The slide. And Friar's out at the plate. But the Cardinals picked up a run on the pinch hit double by Dexter Fowler. And they get the run back on the Schebler home run in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the Cardinals leading 4-1 in Cincinnati.
The pitch from Cecil is hit hard and deep to right field. Back goes Piscotty to the track, to the wall, and it's out of here. A three-run home run, and we are tied at four in the bottom of the seventh. Rosenthal and Votto in the game on the line here. We're in the seventh inning. We're tied. First pitch hit hard, deep left center field. Back goes Martinez to the track, to the wall, home run. Two-run home run on the first pitch. Joey Votto sees. And the Reds now have taken the lead 6-4.
The Reds win their third straight against the Cards, taking it 6-4. The Cardinals have now dropped six in a row. The Reds' bullpen goes 3 1/3 scoreless frames, capped by Raisel Iglesias getting his 11th save. Mike Matheny spoke after the game about taking Lance Lynn out after five innings of work.
I'm going to get probably one more inning. I'm trying to give us a little more room. We've been having trouble scoring runs. Need to try to take a chance.
What do you think of Lance going before that?
Excuse me?
What would you think of Lance going before that?
I thought he was good. He threw the ball well.
Isolate anything on Cecil as a continuation of what he's gone through. He had a really good stretch going.
Yeah, he's throwing the ball better. We have to have, have those back end innings to cover. We've got to have somebody else to step in there. Bowman did a nice job trying to get the ball to Rosie and all. Got to have somebody in the middle to do that.
How difficult?
He just had problems with location on a couple.
Yeah, I think it's the same again.
How difficult have you found it to try to piece together your bullpen innings this year and to find guys night to night who are performing well?
Finding some guys, throwing good outings and just kind of getting the consistently good ones are the ones the challenge right now. And, that seventh inning certainly stands out as one that's been difficult to get through. And trying to bring Rosie in a little bit, you can't go too many outs. You still have to get through the eighth inning if we're able to get out of that even time.
A move like that for offense, that's pretty good vote of confidence on the bullpen, though, when you're putting like four innings on it.
Yep.
Do you think about trying to get Segrist in there against Votto with the success he's had against him?
No. Trevor's as good as anybody in the league against lefties. He's had success against Votto also. The walk, and then obviously the home run gets him going in a good direction.
Lance Lynn spoke after the game to the media about being pinch hit for in the sixth inning.
You know me well enough to know I never like to be taken out of a game, so it doesn't matter if I've got a low pitch count or a high pitch count. I always think I can get the next guy out or give us more innings. So, yeah, well, if the game's over with me throwing the last pitch, that's the only time I'm ever going to be happy.
Do you feel like you had a lot more in the tank at that point? It seemed like you were cruising along pretty well.
Like I said, I always have more in the tank, even when, no matter what. I like to pitch. I like to compete. I'm always going to give it my best when I'm out there. And, when I was out there, I was battling and doing my job.
How'd you feel with your stuff tonight compared to recent
outings? I'm good, actually. I hung one breaking ball, and it was an 0-0 count, and I was surprised he swung at it, but he put a good swing on it, and it cost me a run, but overall I was very happy with the way the ball was moving, the way it was coming out, my location, except for the two walks, obviously. But for the most part, I was right where I needed to be.
What do you make of what this team's going through right now? Obviously, you guys aren't used to being in a stretch like this.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you go through them. You hope that when you do go through them, they're not long. And they're longer than we would like it right now. But we've got one more tomorrow here on the road. Hopefully we win that one and we can get back home and kind of regroup, take a deep breath, and get after it.
In a ballpark like this, where you've pitched a lot in your career,
mm-hmm.
what kind of lead is safe? Is for you, one-run lead safe?
I just need a run. That's my opinion. But then again, I think I'm way better than a lot of people think I am. That's just how confident I am. But that's obviously who I am, and you've seen that over the past. You give me one, I think I'm going to win.
Even games you've seen flip around?
Yeah. Just don't throw to the home run hitters here.
your play on Botto's ball?
I hooked it a little bit on the throw.
It seemed like you were sniffing that you hadn't given up a run.
Well, I should have caught the one back to me, and that pissed me off. And then I hooked the throw, and that pissed me off, too. I pretty much had two errors on the same play, but somehow I got a hit out of it. So that happens.
He also had a pretty good at-bat against Arroyo that seemed to set up Carmen for his own run.
Yeah, I wore him out. That's what I'm up there to do.
Up next, the series against the Reds concludes on Thursday with Mike Leake on the Hill.